Kof Zayin Kislev, Gimel de Chanukah, Tuesday the 11th of December, Rabbi Zachariah Sprung, Necessary and Unnecessary Miracles.
We would like to start with the Gemara Sukkah, the point of departure. Gemara says that there's a special mitzvah that we don't find by any other mitzvahs, and so far as Ner Chanukah is concerned, the Gemara says, first and foremost, the Gemara says that there's a mitzvah of Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, and there's three brachas that are connected to the Hadlokah of Ner Chanukah. And afterwards, the Gemara says, Haroya Ner Chanukah, if somebody sees Ner Chanukah, he should also make a bracha. The first night he makes two brachas, Shechiyonu as well as Shosinisim Laveisenu, and the third, and the second night, etc., he makes just one bracha, Shosinisim Laveisenu. It's a big machlokes exactly when the Birchas Haroya is incumbent on a person to make. But Tosfos asks the question. It would appear from Shitas Tosfos, the way the Mogen Avraham understands him, and the Machtes HaShekel, that Tosfos is under the impression, like the Shitas HaRashba, that somebody who is not within the possibility of being the kind of mitzvah, so he's not going to light in the future, nobody's lighting on his behalf, so he is mechuyev in Birchas Haroya. In other words, they say in the Loshen of the yeshiva, somebody who is mufka from the mitzvah. He's not involved in the actual performance of the mitzvah. So he has a special mitzvah, which is called Birchas Haroya. He says, Shosinitzin Lavisainu the first night, Shechiyonu, etc., and Mikana Lahaba, he says, only the bracha of Shosinitzin. And of course, the question naturally arises, Taisus asks the question, why, by Ner Chanukah, if somebody is not included in the performance of the mitzvah, so why is it that Chazal were misakim from a special bracha of Birchas Haroya? Sukkah, somebody perhaps doesn't have a sukkah, and you see somebody else's sukkah, why does he not make a bracha? Mezuzah, Taisus brings down a number of possibilities. So Taisus' first answer is an incredible answer. We don't understand the simple pshat. So Taisus says, Shiny Ner Chanukah because of Chavivas Hanes. Chavivas Hanes means there was a special flavor, a special love that Klal Yisrael had for the Nes of Pach HaShemet. So the Hamik Shaila says it's impossible to explain Taisus except Taisus Kipshutai, because the Gemara says in Shabbos, we're just elaborating on his question, he asks it much more succinctly, but the question is a simple question. I mean, the Gemara says in Shabbos that Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Mechav Mesa Nisim. There's Nisim that Klal Yisrael don't love. We have discrimination. We this Nes we do love, this Nes we don't love. We don't understand the words of Tosfos. For example, one of the examples, the Netziv says that Tosfos says, what about Sukkah? Somebody is not going to sit in the Sukkah on a specific day, and he sees somebody else's sukkah, so why does he not make a bracha? In other words, why did Chazal not institute that he should make a bracha when he sees somebody else's sukkah? But sukkah, we know, halacha l'maitzah is a zechet anane covet. 40 years, Klal Yisrael had security, safety in the midbar due to a miraculous nes of anane covet. That's not choviv to Klal Yisrael. Tell her. Anyway, Tosfos afterwards says it. Another answer, it says, you have people that just don't have houses, and it's not biyodim, they don't have the opportunity to be mekayim es hamitzvah. So Tosfos says, the teretz rishon, the first teretz is better. Why is the first teretz better? Simply because we shouldn't ask for mezuzah. The same people don't have a house in order to mekayim mitzvahs ner Chanukah. In the kiyum mitzvah, we need a bayis. So the same people don't have a house to mekayim mitzvahs mezuzah. So if so, according to the logic of the Gemara, if we just extend it, extrapolate it a little bit, so we see that there should have been misakein of birchas haroya when somebody sees a mezuzah. He doesn't have a house. He lives in a svino, etc. So Taisa says the first teretz is there, because we don't understand, as Netziv points out, what's pshat and chavivas and es due to Nesu Pach HaShemen. In addition, we also see the Mishnah asks the same question on the Rambam. The Rambam, at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, says, mitzvah snel Chanukah, mitzvah chaviva hi ad mo'oy. The mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is a very, very special mitzvah, it's very chaviva, it's very beloved. by Klal Yisrael. So the Magid Mishnah asked the logical question that bothers all of us. How come the Rambam singled out Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, that the Mitzvah Ner Chanukah should be called a Mitzvah Chaviv Admoi, Kolatay Rekulos Chaviv Paras? We love all the Mitzvahs, Mitzvahs Deraitza, Mitzvahs Derabbanon. So the Magid Mishnah wants to say maybe there's a certain school in it, somebody who is Zohir B'nes, that will have children, Tamdei Chachomim, but then the Rishonim asked, that's also by Ner Chanukah, Kiner Mitzvah Torah is going on Ner Shabbos as well, not just on Ner Chanukah. Difficult to understand. Al Kaporim, the Magid Mishnah does ask the question. In addition, we have a third question, which has to do to Chanukah itself. The Gemara asked in Shabbos, my Chanukah, Aleza Nes Kavua. Rashi says, well, on what nes? There was two nesim. The Gal Yemeseft explains Rashi. There was one nes involving the military victory of the Bnei Hashmonoyim over the Yevonim, and we also had the nes of Pach HaShemen. Which of these two nesim, Rashi explains the Gemara, generated the kfiyas of Yemes Chanukah? So the Gemara says, the nes of Pach HaShemen, Lashon HaCheres, Kol Mevosim Yom Tovim, what generated the kfiyas of Chanukah? It was the nes of Pach HaShemen. So the Galya Mesechta, the Dov and the Varadikar, and also the Pnei Yeshua, says that was a nes shaloi letzairach, a totally unnecessary miracle. Why was it totally unnecessary? Because tumuhut ribitzibur, afilo mahadrinon, lo mahadrinon. That even if you have shemen tome, in a situation where rov tzibur of Klal Yisrael are tome, like they were at that specific historical moment, so even if you have shemen tohar, if tomu hutcha b'tzibur, it's not chuyah b'tzibur, so if the chatchilo, it is permitted, and you can light with it. So the whole ness of Pach HaShemen was totally superfluous, it was totally unnecessary. Mashein came, the ness of the military victory, which was a ness of, right, not a ness golui, but it was also a ness insofar as the military victory is concerned, that was very necessary, because the Ramban says, in Parshas Vayechi, El Molei Lo Nitzcho HaChashmonoyim, what happened to the victorious military victory of the Chashmonoyim, so there would be no Torah Shebaal Peh, would have been totally forgotten. Today we wouldn't be here, we would all be Greeks. Total assimilation would have taken place. So a necessary, important, historical miracle was not enough to generate the kviyas of Chanukah. We needed the nes of Pach HaShemen. So the Pnei Yeshua asked this question. The truth is that this is a question already. This is a question that we see many, many places, not only insofar as the community is concerned, but also insofar as the Yechidim are concerned. We all know last week's parasha, everyone asked the question, it's already known, the question that Ugamaleim Noisim, the Chaysari Veloy, to Rashi already says, why did the Torah Mefarsim, what the Gamalim took, what the Orchaz HaYishmeilim had, who cares about it? So Rashi says, Meridik, the Pharisee, what was the purpose for it? So we want to tell everyone, Lo Yidia Matan Scharim Shel Tzadikim, generally Arabs have Neft, Reichon Ro, that's the commodity that they carry over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yidia Matan Scharim Shel Tzadikim, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to reward Yosef immensely. So what did he do? He made sure that there was a very good smell, a good odor there. And of course everyone asked the question, that's what Yosef is worried about. He's on his way down to Mitzrayim. Here he was in Becheke Shel Oviv, learning Torah. He had the safety, shelter, security of Beis Yankov. All of a sudden, he's going to be a stranger. He's sold as a lowly Eved. Unbelievable transition. So Kodesh Baruch Hu was very, very nice to Yosef. He gave him a reward. What was the great reward he gave him? That he shouldn't, chas v'shalom, be injured from a bad smell. That's what Yosef needs. Somebody's on his way to jail. So if you give him a good seat, you give him a bad seat. It's the kisema rupat that they say, or he has a chair that we care about. And we see this many occasions. We're not going to burden the tzibur with too many illustrations, but just one or two more. And these are the questions that everyone asked. Also, we see by Yocheved, the Gemara says, Amir de Gezach, that Basi was able to, through Miriam's intervention, was able to hire the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu to take care of him. And the Pasuk says, I'll pay your wages. So Chazal comment on that. They say, Amir de Gezach that a mother, we're not talking about a regular mother, we're talking about great people, Kal v'chaymer to great people, that if their child is restored to them, they would be very, very happy for that itself. They lost their child, all of a sudden it's restored. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure, Matan Scharin Shel Tzadikim, he wants to give the reward to the righteous, so she got paid good wages to take care of her own son. This is what Yocheved was worried about, this is what she needs, this is called Matan Scharin, we don't know the words. And we see it on many other occasions, won't get involved in it, but just one more, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did a tremendous favor to David HaMelech. When he killed Goliath, according to the laws of nature, so he should have fallen backwards. No, Goliath fell on his face. Why? So Chazal say to save Oisai Tzadik, Kamo Psias, Losseitz Matan Saran Shal Tzadikim. God did not want the Matriach, David HaMelech, to go too far to have to cut off Goliath's head. Meir Dikazach, greatly appreciated. This is all called Matan Saran. This is a reward. So we see over here, on many occasions, Ibi Yochid, as far as the Yochid is concerned, and also insofar as the community is concerned, that there's a special chashivus to a nes shaloi litzairech. We also have to try to understand when is it necessary to have this nes shaloi litzairech too, historically speaking. Anyway, so we'll go back to Chanukah. We don't have that much time, so we'll try to speak more or less about Chanukah. So far as Chanukah is concerned, the Pnei Yeshua did answer his question. The Pnei Yeshua answered his question. However, we should like to elaborate on the Pnei Yeshua's answer and quote the Gemara that he alludes to and the Rashi that says black on white what the Pnei Yeshua says himself. However, we're just going to change the emphasis of the Pnei Yeshua's answer, but basically this is what he says within the context of the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel, Michutz L'Pareches Yarech Yisei Aaron, we're talking about Neiris Migdosh. In fact, the Gemara, so the Gemara asks, V'chi L'Oyru Hutzorach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Or, HaLekal Arboim Shana Shalach V'Midbar L'Holcha L'Oyru Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elo, the Gemara says that it's Eidus Hi Leboi Oilom Shashkin Shari B'Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Ma'i Du. So what is the Eidus? I mean, there's a function, a ceremony that we did in the Beis HaMikdash, and this is Eidus L'chol Boi Oilom Shashkin Shari B'Yisrael. Why Dafka the Menor can be anything else? So the Gemara says, no, it's Ner Marovi. Shemimeno Hoyo Madlik Boi Mesayim. So Rashi explains that Ner Marovi was one of the Neiros of the Menorah, the Mikdash, and they put in it fuel of a chatziloi, that was the shear, and there was a miracle that happened that it lasted 24 hours. Mimeno hoya madlik, because you always have to light from the Menorah, from a eshel kodesh, mimeno hoya mesayim, the hatove, completely to prepare that candle, so we did that in the evening. So we had a nes of 24 hours, miraculous nes, that was the Ner Marovi. And that's the Eidus of the Yisrael, Shashkin HaShoer B'Yisrael. So Rashi asks the question. The question is a very logical question. We say it in Karbonis every day. Hatovas Hei Neiros Kedemes, Hatovas Beis Neiros. And that was done in the morning. So we see that the light of the Ner Marovi was extinguished because we have a klal in the morning when the Kohen does the Hatovah, the preparation, he cleans out the old shemen and the wicks. So at that juncture, he has to know what is the order, so it's Hey Neiros Kedemes LeBeis Neiros. So if there was a Nes of Ner Marovi that was lit 24 hours, so how do you have Haptovah for all seven Neiros in the morning? So Rashi says the Yisoid. What's the Yisoid of Rashi? So Rashi says, Kolz Man Shal Yisrael Chavivim LeMokoyim. As long as the Jewish people were beloved to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Hainu Edusa, he made a Nes. What was the purpose of the Nes? To show Chavivus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael had a special relationship of Chavivus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Klal Yisrael's relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the Edus L'chol Bayi Olam, that the Jewish people are the chosen people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them. And how did he manifest it? Through having a nes of Ner Marovi. So it was Doilek. The Pasuk says, Hatovas Hei Neiros Kedemes, Hatovas Beis Neiros. So Rashi says that was when Klal Yisrael were not so beloved by the Jewish people. We learn it out of Psukim. So Rashi says that the Torah has certain Psukim, and the Torah is not Samech on a Nes. When Klal Yisrael indeed were beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Nes Sheloi Letzairech, a necessary Nes, and the necessity of a Nes Sheloi Letzairech is always to manifest, to express God's love for the Jewish people. So the Pnei Yeshua Bema says this, that even though they had a tremendous miracle, there's no question about it, the military miracle, like we say every day, a few people were able to conquer many, nonetheless, it was more chaviv to them. The Jewish people were, the Chazal, were much more infatuated, much more thrilled, that all of a sudden, more intense, we had the Nes of Ner Maravi. You had not just one miraculous lighting in all the Neiros, in each and single one you had, a miracle that took place. Lachan Pnei Yeshua says, Chazru l'chibason harishoina, they return to the beautiful relationship that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves them very, very much. And that was so much beloved by the Chazal that they were kaveya, the Nes of Chanukah, on the Nes of Pach HaShemen. In other words, Shana HaKeres, Kovim Vosel, Yom Tovim, Bahala Voidoya, was only due to that Nes, because that was such a tremendous event that took place, that Klal Yisrael were restored to a beautiful relationship, that Kadosh Baruch Hu has chavivus to Klal Yisrael. Memeila, we understand Tosfos very, very poshut. What does Tosfos say? Then it says that it's impossible to understand Tosfos. He's right. It's a Gemara Mefureshes. Klal Yisrael chaviv nesan nisim. Klal Yisrael loves all nisim. Those are all types of nisim that took place. No question about it. No discrimination whatsoever. So if so, why is there a birchas haroya for neiros Chanukah? Somebody does not perform the mitzvah, so he has a chiyuv to say a special bracha, a special takana. And by sukkah there is no chiyuv like that. But it's a zeichel anan covered a tremendous nes of 40 years. Answer is pashut. Ananei Kovid was a nes letzairach, was a necessary nes. That's part of the mechuyovus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael. You can't take the Jewish people into the Midbar and not provide the basic safety, shelter, and security that they need. It's impossible, otherwise they'll simply perish. So in a nes letzairach, on that there's no gilui avo v'chavivus. Masha'en came by nes Chanukah, Pach HaShemen. That was a nes sheloi letzairach. What is the tzairach of a nes sheloi letzairach? Why is it necessary for Kadosh Baruch Hu to change the laws of nature and make a nes which lefor we have no benefit? Oh, there's a tremendous tzairach in that. And what was that? Like Rashi himself says, after Mei Shimon HaTzadik for hundreds of years, there was no nes of Neiros Migdosh, and all of a sudden it intensified during the times of Chanukah, the Galois Chavivus that Kadosh Baruch Hu has to Klal Yisrael, and Jewish people need that very, very much. That inspiration is very, very important. So therefore, the Pshat is Chavivus HaNes means the Chavivus, that the Nes manifests of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, Chavivus to Klal Yisrael. So the Rambam is also Gishmak. The Rambam says, Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviv Admoy, Jewish people love all mitzvahs. We do not have any discrimination. The worst of error is discrimination. Elo, here, the Mitzvahs Ner Chanukah itself demonstrates, displays as a revelation of the Chavivus that Kadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael. And insofar as the Yechidun that we mentioned is concerned, there was also a Gidli Abba for Yosef, for Yecheved, for David HaMelech, and all the other questions that we would have on different events and episodes that took place to individuals. However, there's just one addition that we have to mention. That when did HaKadosh Baruch Hu do this Nes? When did he perform this Nes Shalei Letzairah for the purpose that we mentioned a moment ago? Gidli Abba v'Chavivus. It's basically in the times of transition. David HaMelech, difficult, right, to understand. We'll start with David. Difficult to understand that one day you're the biggest hero in Klal Yisrael. You conquered the enemy. You brought back the head of Goliath. And the next day, he became a Nirdov. His own father-in-law wanted to kill him. That's a tremendous transition in a very, very short period of time. But Hasidim, they say, Yado Eidim Tiyabishan Elahamisai. And over here was the opposite. It was the Shver, who the next day, the very next day, was out, How does somebody survive such a tremendous upheaval, such a tremendous transition? There's only one way, and that is at that moment, historically speaking, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to manifest His love through a Nesh Lo Letzairech. What is the necessity of a Nesh Lo Letzairech? The Tzairech is the necessity to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves you, He's with you, and ultimately everything will bolish Shalom. In a few years, the Shibud of Mitzrayim is about to start, then Yocheved is from the leaders. How will she be able to survive this terrible, terrible transition into the worst, one of the worst Shibudim of all time? Could be the Holocaust was worse, but Al Kaponim ranks in those worst times of travail and affliction for the Jewish people. Only one way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with her, He loves her, and He demonstrates that through a Nesh Lo Letzairech. And Yosef HaTzadik, of all people, Chaykai Shal Yaakov, he was almost one of the Ovois, Ein Ovois Kriyim El Shleisha, Lafuke Yosef, he could have been one of the Ovois, and all of a sudden he's going to be a lowly slave in Mitzrayim. How can he, and also we know that Yosef, Bechinas Yisoid, Mitzrayim, Zerva Saharas, how can he survive? Very simple. He could only survive through a Kadosh Baruch Hu manifesting a Nesh Lo Letzairech. Kadosh Baruch Hu is with him, He loves him. And you need patience. We always say in America, even if you're not a doctor, you need patience. Everybody needs patience. And ultimately, everything, Yovoi L'Sholoim, He gave him the courage, the strength to continue and not, Chas V'Sholom, come into a matzav of Yish. And the Chiddush Arim said that the last Ness, as we all know, the Gemara tells us, the last Ness, whether it's a necessary Ness or not a necessary Ness, was the Ness of Chanukah. The Gemara said, "Amnatzeich Aliel Sashachar Mizmor de David." Loma Esther Nimshel Aliel Sashachar. Why is Esther compared to a morning star? So the Gemara answers, "Ma Aliel Sashachar Soif Kalalaila." Just like the morning star is the end of the dark, drizzly night. Likewise, Esther is the end of Nisim. Esther is Soif Kala Nisim. So the Gemara asks, Voika Chanukah? The Gemara says, Nitali Kosev, it was not recorded in Kisvei HaKadosh. The Chanukah is basically the last of the Nisim. Of course, it refers to the Nisim of Pach HaShemen, because in a short period of time, historically speaking, so Klal Yisrael will go into the worst of all Golosim. That's Golos Edom. The Chiddush Arim says, Pshan of the Gemara says that Mezuzah miyamin, v'nechamekim b'smoil. Says the Chiddush Arim, that's dafke when you come in. V'shas yitziyah, it's the reverse. Nechamekim is b'yamin, and mezuzah is b'smoil. Pshita. So the Chiddush Arim has a very deep, deep oimek here. Very, very deep. Chiddush Arim means to say that we know from the Rambam and the Gemara, Mitzvahs mezuzah, that's yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avosoi v'yirosoi. It's very, very high madregas. The mezuzah represents high madregas that a person should be mizdabik to, midosoi, shakadosh baruch hu, also yirosoi, v'avosoi, yichudoi. It's a very high madrega. And when you're b'knisa, when you're in Eretz Yisrael, and ish tachas kefono, ish tachas teinosai, things are going well economically, politically, so it's much easier to reach higher madrigas. But when you go into Golos, so things change, things turn around. Be yitziyah, going out to Golos, so no, mezuzah is bismil. You can't come to church. First and foremost, you have to survive. So what's the tzedo lederach? What are the provisions the Klal Yisrael take with them? Klal Yisrael have to take with them one thing, Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah shows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and He's with us. And the bitter goal is, first and foremost, we have to be able to survive before we come to high madrigas. And the way we survive is to have a constant reminder, Ner Chanukah b'yamin, mezuzah b'smoil. We can't do mezuzah yet. We can't achieve those madrigas. First and foremost, we have to survive. How do we survive? By the inspiration and motivation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, He loves us, and ultimately everything will come l'sholoim. The question, ultimately, that we have to confront ourselves is, insofar as we are concerned, right, so are we zeicha to have the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's not automatic. Because for many, many years, we see that there was no Ness of Pach HaShemen, there was no Ness of Ner Marovi, hundreds of years, And like the Pnei Yeshua was Medayik, it was Chazru Lechibas and Arishoino. Klal Yisrael were restored to that unique relationship with the Kaddish Baruch Hu, that Kaddish Baruch Hu loved Klal Yisrael. But it was only after they were Moisa Nefesh for Torah Mitzvahs. So when we light Ner Chanukah, and no question about it, Ner Chanukah is a mitzvah chaviv ad moed, but we also have to bear in mind that Bnei Chashmonaim were zoicha mechodesh, they were zoicha anew to achieve that through being Maisa Nefesh for Torah and for mitzvahs. And within this context, we can understand an esoteric piece of Gemara that we just mentioned. The Marsha says that, the metaphorically speaking, the Gemara is incorrect. Because the Gemara says, Ma ayelas ha-shachar saif kol ha-laylo, af Esther saif kol ha-nisim. So the Gemara says, v'kachanika. But it makes no sense. Why? Because we know the end of the night, ayelas ha-shachar, was a very positive time. The dark, drizzly night has come to a conclusion. And, Baruch Hashem, the sun is shining, it's warm. It's a very positive development. Saif kol ha-nisim is a tragedy. All of a sudden, we would not have any manifestation of the glory and majesty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as He changes all the laws of nature. He changes everything around. This is a gilui of the greatness and the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that should be compared to the beginning of Laila. The Gemara should have said, Ma Esther, Saif Kala Yoim. In other words, Ma, we should have Esther, the Saif Kala Hanisin, the end of miracles, is the end of the day. Now we're starting the night time where there will be absolutely no light, no manifestation. Very difficult. So the Mashor asked the question. The Ara is Dvash. In order to answer the question, the Mashor writes an entire drush. And he writes, this klal is, and it's an unbelievably deep and very important klal for all of us. He says, we have to understand one thing. That as long as there are nisim for klal Yisrael, and he's referring to necessary miracles, Shema Mino, we have to infer from this that Klal Yisrael needs the miracles. They're not on a madrega to be independent yet. When Klal Yisrael does not have miracles, so on the contrary, Shema Mino, Simin Toivli Yisrael, Klal Yisrael does not need miracles because their faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, their Ava in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is simply unqualified, indestructible. They're so devoted that regardless of how difficult the situation is, Klal Yisrael will always be loyal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, regardless of how strict he is with Klal Yisrael. They don't need any miracles. They came to a day of independence. They can take care of themselves. They will have absolutely no problems insofar as their dedication to the Ribbono Shel Olam is concerned. Moshe Lamad Dover Doime, you don't have too much more time, but you have today a child that's born. Child cries, parents are happy. So maybe you have a good lawyer today, they have good lawyers, that maybe they could sue the parents. I don't know, maybe we have some sort of group that could get together for the protection of the young, and they could sue the parents for lacking sensitivity and not being able to mishtatef in the tsar of the Yanuka. Child is born, he cries, parents are very, very... By us in Eretz Israel, I know how it is. You have a bar mitzvah. You had a bar mitzvah this Shabbos, one of my grandchildren. So Baruch Hashem, you see everybody was happy. Grandparents, parents are happy. The child, very nervous. You understand why? And by us in Eretz Israel, when you marry somebody off, Baruch Hashem, we always like to make many weddings. So you see the chassid and kallah are not too happy. Parents delighted. Everybody's delighted. What's the pshat? Poshat ad moed. The Rabbeinu Bechaya already said, we'll finish in 2 moments, Rabbeinu Bechaya already said that the reason a child cries is when he comes into this world because he lost his paradise. He's in his mother's stomach, he has no problems whatsoever, his mother feeds him like a parasite, the Malach teaches him Kol HaTerekulo, everything is provided for, all of his physical needs, all of his spiritual needs. He comes out into the world, of course he cries, he lost his paradise, he lost Gan Eden. Parents are happy. Why? Because this is the first stage in being what they call independent, quote unquote. It's not such a good word to use. No, Baruch Hashem, all of a sudden, so he gets used to it. He has to cry in order to get his mother's attention to feed him. Baruch Hashem, a mesh of the years, he gets used to the difficulties, comes to his bar mitzvah, oy, oy, oy. Told the man he was home, his mother took care of him, food, regardless of how you have money, you don't have money, parents are dedicated to children today, took care of all of his needs. Now he has to go away to Yeshiva Ketan. He has to do his own wash. Today there's no money in Yeshivas anyway, Yeshiva Ketan is also, food is no good. Parents are happy. He came to another stage of independence, that he'll have to take care of himself, and he is absolutely correct that it's going to be much more difficult. So he's very sad. Comes to a wedding today. Bismanenu, oy, vay, vay. You understand? Parents are delighted. Baruch Hashem, they were able to marry somebody off in these difficult times. And all of a sudden, the child, the chosen akala, realized, often veitza mayne beina. Now, who knows whether we'll see any money. And even if the parents are in chutz laaretz, Gemara says, they have rich people in Eretz Israel, they have children in Eretz Israel, they have rich people in England, in America, but lav dafka, the money comes on time, like the Gemara says, and even they do send, it could be stolen by the postmaster, they never know what it's going to be. So everybody is, and that's the exact, but who is right? So I have no young children over here, but Hashem, we're all mature people. The parents are right. Why? The children are not right. Because that's the whole tachlis. The whole purpose is to be self-motivated, self-inspired, try to take care of yourself as much as you can. And the Siyuma de Milsa, and I promise to keep my promise, will end over here. The Riyah Kodesh brings down, Reb Chaim Vital brings down a Sefer Gilgulin, that he has the Riyah Kodesh. Why? It says, Ksayim Zayis Dar Achrayin, Am Nivra Yehalel Ka, Dar Achrayin Yovei Mashiach. The last generation of all the generations in Klal Yisrael, Mashiach will come. So Reb Chaim Vital asks his illustrious Rebbe, why will they be Zaycha, such great generations, including your generation, of the Riyak Kodesh, the Beis Yosef, were not Zaycha to Mashiach, Ksav Zayis the Dar Acharayim, the last generation, which Chazal said, there won't be Gedolei Yisrael, there won't be Tzadikim, there'll be such a Yerida Tzadayis, we believe in Yerida Tzadayis, if the Rishonim came aloch, it just descends, why will they be Zaycha? So the Riyak Kodesh answered, Chaim Vital, Zil Basar Seifo. You're not reading the pasuk correctly. Look at the last words of the pasuk. Am nivra yahalel ko. So Reb Chaim Vital says he doesn't know pshat. So the Ri told him, what was the question? Like the Chazal asked the question. Kol ha'umos were already created. What is the am nivra? What is going to be the am nivra yahalel ko? So the Ri HaKadosh says the last generation will be the greatest of all generations. In chitzoinius, that means that the Alma Disgalia in the revealed world, it won't be the greatest. It'll be the least of all generations. We can be rest assured there won't be any more Moshe Feinsteins, Beis Yisraels, Chazanishes, Briskerovs, Reb Chaims. We can be sure about that, Chofetz Chaims, 100% sure. Because there's a descent in generations. But as much as there will be in the final generation, it will be called Kulay Pnimius. Am Nivra Yehalel Kol, what calls out the praises of the Eibishtel? So the Riyak Kodesh said from the great Pshat, if it's not Kabbalah, it's in Pshat, Am Nivra, Am Shibayre Yes Atzma. There'll be a generation that creates themselves their own motivation, their own inspiration, so as much as they do have, will be called Kulay Pnimiyath, and they will taka be Zoycha, to be as a Mashiach, and that's the generation that Kadosh Baruch Hu loves the best.